Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Stefan Thomas of San Francisco, California. Now, Stefan, he was one of those enterprising young people that could perceive what was going to happen in the future, and he invested in Bitcoin when Bitcoin was first launched. All right? He liked the concept of it, and the thing is, Bitcoin was absolutely worthless then, so to buy it back then, not that big of a deal. You're only going to lose basically what you spent, never more than that. Wasn't worth anything. As of last week, Bitcoin reached $35,000 per coin.
Wow.
$35,000 per coin. And this guy, he has enough Bitcoin that he has almost, oh God, where the hell is the number? It is $240 million worth of Bitcoin.
Jesus.
All right. He has $240 million worth of Bitcoin. But because Bitcoin is, in fact, a digital currency, you have to have what is called an iron key. The iron key, digital keys, and that's how you get into your Bitcoin wallet. And because Bitcoin is worth so much now, there's no algorithm where they save your password or anything like that. You come up with your password, you write it down. No one's going to hack into it. They can't figure it out. The problem is, a few years ago, he lost a piece of paper where he wrote down his password, and he cannot remember what his password is. Now, if you try to access Bitcoin through Iron Key, which is the only way to get in there, you get a total of 10 guesses. He has two left. He has gone through eight. He cannot remember what the hell his password was. He's one of those people where he changes his password for everything, so that nothing's remotely the same. So my man currently has $240 million just waiting for him, but he can't get in. And just so you understand, if you get your 10th and final guess with Iron Key, that thing, it goes away. It becomes permanently inaccessible.
Okay.
Two guesses away. This has been years he's been trying to do this. He's like, look, this is not something you sit at the computer and type in 10 different things. It's $240 million. He's like, you try once, and then you think about it again. So he spends months in between trying to come up with what the hell his password would have been. But he's $240 million. And the thing is, you know, people who have Bitcoin, they're like, we get it. But the rules of engagement are you need to put in your password. And if you don't, it's gone forever. $240 million. Remember your freaking passwords, man.
Damn.
That is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if I'm rooting for him or if I want the joy of knowing that dude just left $240 million floating to ether and can't get in there.
I guess I feel better. Sometimes I write down passwords.
That's what he did because he used so many, but he lost the paper. Years ago. Like, it was just thrown out with recycling or whatever, man. He has no idea. There's no way to track it down, and he cannot remember what he came up with. Ha-ha! Good luck, bud! Good luck. But if you need advice, I can tell you how to not live with $240 million. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, let's drink. We pour this booze. He's down to his last two attempts as of today. Someone just chimed in. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. All right, Anthony, you understand how this year's game is played?
Yes, I do.
It's fantastic. One, because I just explained it, but also it cuts down on time. So you know that you have one of three options, the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find under food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with Bite Me.
Bite Me.
Bite Me it is.
It's a Bite Me week in the men's room.
It has been a heavy Bite Me week.
Yeah.
All right there, Anthony.
We'll have sperm.
What's that?
I was going to say, like, can we just say sperm now?
I'm sorry, Ted. Not one of the options today. Not one of the options. Hey, you know what? I will specifically hunt out a semen story for you.
Thank
and
you.
And I'll throw it in the batch there.
Well, we only got 2 days or 3 days left. You're going to have to come up with a
I'll see point. The magic I can pull up.
Oh, the batch, huh?
And just know, in the end, like, the answer is semen, period. All right. Here's your story. A man named Andrew Brodsky. He bought himself some Sabra spinach and artichoke dip at a local grocery store in New York City.
All right.
Everyone knows Sabra.
Yeah,
well,
great comments.
He's now suing Sabra over an unwanted garnish, they call it, which he discovered when it was on his tongue. His attorney, Michael Schlesinger, he said, quote, "The specimen touched his tongue and he had the thing in his mouth. And it's totally physically sickening to him." He says that he reached out to Sabra to invite the company to come and inspect the specimen. But Sabra apparently, as they say, has no interest in working with it. Now, since discovering the object, Brodsky's whole life has been turned upside down. Quote, "He's totally changed the way he eats. He no longer eats any packaged foods and can only eat fresh produce and fresh foods. The sight of seeing someone else eat anything from packaged foods makes them physically nauseous." Now, the lawsuit, which named Sabra, seeks unspecified damage. Sabra declined to comment. But the question is, what did this guy discover in his dip after it was in his mouth? Did he discover a tooth, an animal toe, a sponge, or latex? So a tooth, an animal toe, a sponge, or latex?
I'm leaning towards a tooth and animal toe. What do you guys think?
I mean, this guy's this scarred from this. I'm thinking it's got to be an animal toe.
I mean, keep in mind, this is what his attorney said.
Yeah.
So maybe he is, maybe he's not, but you know. So you're thinking a toe?
I'm thinking a toe. Animal toe.
I think it's a tooth. Ted, you think animal toe?
I do.
Oh, like a semen's not an option.
Anthony, what do you think?
Now, what kind of latex was it? Like a condom or just regular latex?
I do not know. I don't know. I mean, latex is latex. It could be a glove. It could be a condom.
You want to be my latex salesman.
All right, Anthony, we need a final answer. What do you got?
I'm going with a tooth, final answer.
Tooth.
Okay.
We're going to find out what was in his dip. Was it a tooth, an animal toe, a sponge, or latex next?
That was a tease.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, subject, bite me on profile. This man bought some spinach and artichoke dip at a grocer, and he was eating it when something landed in his mouth. Specifically, it was laying there on his tongue. Question is, what was in that dip? Was it a tooth, an animal toe, a sponge, or latex?
Yeah, and that is a question that we pose you. And Anthony, you agreed with Miles, man. I'm thinking that it is a toe.
Ah, no. Oh, son of a bitch. No, you got to get the right sound effect.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it was not a tooth. Although, understandably, a tooth would freak you out. Ted, you want animal toe only because semen was not an option. You are correct.
Yeah.
They showed a picture of this thing, man. It's it is messed up right now. It was jet black.
I bet it is.
It has like a bit of a like a pointy nail on it. But yeah, dude had it in his mouth on his tongue. Yeah. And that is why, and I was trying to throw you off a little bit, but that's why his lawyer's like, yeah, he's kind of mentally wrecked, dude.
Right. That's why I was thinking toe also.
An animal toe. Mm. Sabra, they've remained silent.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Miles, you're going to have Seth Meyers?
Ooh, Seth Meyers.
The Jimmys?
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there for you. The title of these guys have teams of talents. The writers come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
I don't know if you guys saw this, but the famed home in Massachusetts where Lizzie Borden's father and stepmother were murdered has been listed for sale. It's actually a very affordable house since they are axing prices.
Jimmy Kimmel. Or, I mean, Fallon.
Ted, I want it to be you. So bad. I'm going to go Ted Smith.
You're damn right that's Ted Smith.
Yes, all right. God, I wanted that to be you.
Yeah, I had another version of it, too.
What's that?
The famed home in Massachusetts where Lizzie Borden's father and stepmother were murdered has been listed for sale. Word on the street is they're axing prices. Yeah, that one did seem as good. All right. Governor Cuomo vowed that New York will legalize recreational marijuana. New Yorkers have spent almost a year with nothing to do but sit at home and watch Netflix. Now you legalize weed?
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
It's actually Jimmy Fallon.
Governor Cuomo vowed that New York will legalize recreational marijuana. Great job. New Yorkers have spent almost a year with nothing to do but sit at home and watch Netflix. Now you legalize weed?
I would also say, from all the states where it's recreational, can we just push this through?
Yeah, dude, just do it.
It's so annoying to travel.
Let's just get it done.
Nationally.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Let's just get it done.
We had a conversation about that with the boss earlier today. Hey, man, we can get this passed federally. Can we, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
His response, yep.
Ben and Jerry's announced it will launch a new line of frozen dog treats. Perfect if your dog just got broken up with.
Seth Meyers.
God, I want that to be you, but I'm going to go Seth.
Yeah, it's Seth.
Ben and Jerry's announced it will launch a new line of frozen dog treats. Perfect if your dog just got broken up with.
Does a pint of Ben and Jerry's count for that joke?
A pint?
Look, a pint of Ben and Jerry's is a lot. Oh, look, I've taken down many a pint in my day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm eating it.
Right, but
But I feel like the joke of, like, the girl that's all sad, like, eating ice cream is, like, a bigger container.
It's a half gallon. She's eating out of the square box.
I mean, that's like vanilla.
Now, yeah, but a pint, I mean, look.
Think of like the dryer size one.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Because if you have a pint, you have no intention of sharing. At least that's how I perceive it.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, no, we're not sharing this. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to eat it all when I open it. Like, this is my meal for this moment. I'm not putting half a pint back in the freezer. Like, I'm eating this.
I think Ben and Jerry's, like, the first few times I had it, I remember people sharing it a lot. But also, it was Ben and Jerry's. Like, dead honestly, you're talking like 99, 2000.
Okay, they're trying to spread the word.
Well, not only that, but it was super expensive and nobody had ever heard of it. So sure. It was like exotic. And this, like, I remember my buddy who came from a wealthy family. That I was like, you think of Ben and Jerry's.
But see,
ever since then, it's more turned into.
They used to have Häagen-Dazs.
Right.
But the difference is like this, right? So you'll open a bag of some kind of chip and you go, dude, okay. Have you tried this chip before? Because you really like it. You want me to like it. You want to spread the word. We want the chip to stay around. I'll try one. Now, after I've tried one, and I go, Ted, these are delicious. Now, the next time you get that, you don't offer me one.
That's a good point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so Ben and Jerry's, like, there was a point where you shared because you said, man, you really need to experience this. I'm telling you, it's next level stuff. Once that person knows, like, I will never share with you again. Well, this like is not going to happen.
It's like a gallon of milk. Like, you understand that's for everybody.
Sure.
Half gallon of ice cream. It's for everybody. Ben and Jerry's, it's for you.
Right. I'm not sure.
It's for you. It's the size of it. It's for you. That is yours. Like, right. No one else. I mean, mm-hmm. You get your own flavor. But the size.
Yeah,
like,
the pint, that's for me.
No. That's all me. I might, it might take me 2 hours, but or 2 days, but it's mine. But
I've done it before. Like, celebrating. Like, with a girl, like, I forget what I was fired up about. And she was like, oh, getting a pint? I was like, you should get your own.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like,
celebration.
No, we are not getting anything.
It's like splitting a small fry.
Right. We can get 2 pints, but me getting a pint.
But I always say, the older I get, Ben and Jerry's could sit in my freezer. It's fine. If there's some sour candy or chips around.
Really?
But the Ben and Jerry is still yours. Like, no one's going to go finish that for you.
No. Not at all.
Right.
I don't know.
It's kind of funny, man. I'm more about ice cream than I am candy as I've gotten older, you know. And I know I have ice cream in the freezer now. I'm very much a milkshake guy.
Oh, yeah.
But I make it a point, and this is really crappy. I mean, I shouldn't be this way, but this is my thought. Like, I'm going to make a chocolate milkshake, but it's 7 o'clock, all right? Kids are still up. I'm not making it. When they go to bed, now I'm going to make a goddamn chocolate milkshake. Mm-hmm. And it's crappy. And look, it's a half gallon of ice cream. They're more than welcome to have ice cream, but, like, I'm not making you a milkshake. I'm making me a milkshake, but I make so much milkshake that I'm going to end up drinking 2 of these. But I have no intention of sharing.
You're not under making a milkshake.
No. And I rarely make a milkshake when the kids are away.
I respect it. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, he announced that he'll be one of the Jeopardy guest hosts.
Really?
Yeah, so Ken Jennings was just the first person.
Sure, I know
that. Everybody a lot of people online were like, he's going to be the host, this and that. And it's like, nah, they didn't really plan it. And Katie, so they have like, I think they have like 2 months or 3 months of guest hosts showing up.
How long does each one go? A week?
I am not sure. He might only be a day or two.
Really?
Well, do you want to hear some fun factual trivia?
All right.
Just say no. I was going to say no. Yes. Piss him off.
But this is about.
We don't want to hear it.
This is about punters and kickers, right?
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus. Fun factual trivia
about
punters and kickers.
Yes. Okay, so.
Why don't you ask this if we want to know
this
something?
This is not
nerd.
The first time a former NFL player has hosted a show. Or a current NFL player has hosted a show.
Current NFL
show. Yes. When Pat Sajak left Wheel of Fortune for a year to go do his own late night talk show.
Oh, God, I remember that.
Wheel of Fortune had a different host.
Okay.
His name was Ralph Benerska. He was a kicker for the San Diego.
Ralph Benerska.
His name was Ralph Benerska. He was a kicker for the San Diego Chargers.
Ralph Benerska.
Ralph Benerska was the first game show host NFL person in the history of television.
Why do you know that? Why do you know who?
Because he's a kicker.
I've never even heard of Ralph Benerska. Who did he?
How long have you been sitting on this one?
I mean,
you've been waiting. Drop this on us.
No, who cares?
Yeah, you have.
Nobody cares.
We know how you are.
You've been sitting on this for 16 years.
You've known this. You never wanted to share it because you know we don't care. But Ted opened the can of worms and you're like, you know what? I can finally bring up Ralph Benerska. Ralph Benerska.
I knew something was off when he said factual.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most people just have fun facts. But he was like, fun and factual. Like, well, I don't know why you're explaining that.
Ralph
Benerska is an American former professional football field goal percentage. He has a good one. It's a kicker and punter.
What teams did he play for? I've never heard of Ralph Benerska.
I feel like I'm at a wake.
Following his retirement from football, Bernerska tried to find a career in television and was hired by Merv Griffin to replace Pat Sajak as the host of Wheel of Fortune in 1989.
You know, Bernerska, he blew his chance. That was your shot, bro.
Now it's going to be Aaron Rodgers.
He's guest hosting. He's not getting that job.
Yeah, he's not. Because two people are too polarized on him.
We were talking about the mummy earlier.
King Tut?
King Tut.
Yeah.
So I started thinking about the mummy. That reminds me of Brendan Fraser. Like, you're used to seeing The Rock because he was the Scorpion King.
He was the Scorpion King, yes. Brendan Fraser.
Right, he was in The Mummy. Mm-hmm. Like, both of them. Anyhow, now it looks, sounds like he's going to, he's been cast to play a 600-pound middle-aged man in a movie called The Whale.
Oh, ooh, it's, damn.
It's, right.
We were going to call it a Fat Ass. We went with The Whale.
It's based on an off-Broadway play. Sounds like it was off Broadway by the pizza shop.
Okay.
Damn it. Sorry. That's mean.
You just could help.
The movie follows Brendan's character, Charlie, as he tries to reconnect with his teenage daughter. They were estranged when he abandoned his family for his gay lover who later died. Charlie has since turned to compulsive eating out of grief. That's a lot of eating.
Why is that so funny, Mike? Thank you for seeing that Ben and Jerry's. Only 3 points.
I mean, look, people gain weight and gain a lot of weight, but 600 pounds.
I just feel like before I get to 600 pounds, I've said to myself, maybe at the 4 bill mark, 3 bill mark, like, I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, again, as somebody that weighed 350, 360, like, you don't have to change your diet a ton to start losing weight at that weight. You know what I mean?
Right. At that point, you can lose a lot of weight.
You just have to stop eating fast food every day and ordering 5 things.
He just had a breakup, Ted. Compulsive eating. Why don't you give Brendan Fraser's character a little leeway there, huh?
You're right. I thought I'd be the shamer.
I did not know that Brendan Fraser was still acting. Like, he did. I don't know. I'm trying to think how to phrase this. It's not that all of his movies suck, although all the movies I've seen him in, I believe, suck. It's that I truly believe he's just not a great actor.
Oh, sounds like somebody hasn't seen Encino Man.
Someone hasn't.
Yeah.
You've never seen Encino Man?
Bro, it was Pauly Shore and and that dude, what's his name?
Brendan Fraser.
You can't think of a more lackluster lineup for me to say, hey, man.
Alicia Silverstone?
That helps.
Brendan Fraser was the Ashton Kutcher before Ashton Kutcher came on. As far as women liking him, that kind of look.
No, I mean, I like the dude. Every time I see him, I'm fired up. I'm like, oh, Brendan Fraser.
I don't dislike Brendan Fraser. I just think he's a terrible actor.
Sounds like you don't like him.
I know it sounds that way. Look, you know what? You know what, man? I just don't like his job. Or I don't like his job performance. You can like someone just fine, but they suck at their job. Right? We have coworkers that we work with. They know who they are. Terrible people, right? They couldn't do the job to save their life, but you like them.
Yeah, see.
I still like you. So with Brendan Fraser, it's like, hey, I don't have a problem with you. I just think that what you've chosen to do professionally, you're terrible at.
See, and Aaron Rodgers is the opposite for me. I respect what he does on the field.
But you hate his guts.
I just don't like him. Exactly. And I have no reason not to.
Why don't you like him? I'm not saying you need to like him. I'm indifferent to him, but you don't. Like Aaron Rodgers.
I find it odd that he doesn't talk to anybody in his own family.
Have you met his family? God, they're terrible people.
I haven't. It just seems odd. And then it's like, it never, like, he doesn't have a ex that he's okay with. Like, it's always kind of a big deal. Like, to me, that just says.
He's a big giant red flag and a yellow helmet.
I don't know. I just have a hard time. And trust me, I have fought with my brother before. But I have a hard time, like, being like, I'm not going to talk to my brother. Like.
My dad, my mom.
Right, and I get it. Sometimes you have people in your family, like
I got two uncles. They will not speak to each other.
Right, or you might have a son that doesn't talk to the mom, a daughter doesn't talk to the father. But, like, you don't talk to anybody in your family?
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn.
And then Danica Patrick. I mean, we all still somewhat communicate with people we dated or have been with.
Yeah.
If you maybe not, but whatever.
The Tonight Show. Here, it sucks.
I know where you're going.
So watch that tonight.
But Monday night's episode drew less than 1 million people, which was the smallest audience ever for a new episode of the show's history. Meanwhile, Stephen Colbert had just over 2 million viewers tune in to The Late Show, and Jimmy Kimmel had 1.67 million viewers. Now, look, the ratings are kind of in the toilet for The Tonight Show, but Jimmy Fallon, I don't blame him. He doesn't care.
He just got a he just got his contract extended in November.
You're doing the worst of anyone in your field. No, and keep in mind, 900,000 people, that's a lot of people to be entertained by anything, but you're in like 200 markets. So when you break it down, like no one in any city is watching you.
But he's on TV.
We're
going to
give you a contract extension. Yeah. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Well, here we go to Japan, where a serial toilet thief caught after nabbing 18 brand new crappers. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania man takes bath salts on his first day at work and shows his coworker his flapper. Survey says when you get high, you will get the munchies too.
Huh.
Canada man makes a fake license plate from old diaper boxes and glue. And a sign entering England town says, if you don't live here, F off. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top seven. We go to England, where a small town that is known to be a vacation destination for some A-list English celebrities is trying to ward off tourists. The locals of the town have seen an influx of visitors each time new coronavirus restrictions are put into effect, causing them to question the safety of the locals. So, in an attempt to keep them at bay, someone posted a sign right at the city limits that reads, quote, if you don't live around here, F off.
Nice.
The mayor has said that the sign is a little aggressive and has taken it down in lieu of a more people-friendly discouragement.
Is it a little aggressive, is it?
Just a little bit. They were saying like guys like David Tennant, who played one of the doctors of Doctor Who, Judi Dench, tend to go there. And it's obvious it's a very beautiful place that people like to check out, especially, hey, we're locked down. We can't exactly go anywhere. Let's stay in our car. Let's get over here.
Yeah, we saw the pictures earlier.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. But the locals are kind of tired of people just kind of rolling through and screwing everything up for everybody else. So, someone got a little cheeky.
A little cheeky.
It's a little cheeky.
F off, you old hag.
In other news, over in Japan, authorities have finally caught a toilet... have finally brought a toilet thief to justice. Suspicions were raised by a construction company after toilets that they were installing in new construction buildings would vanish overnight over a couple of months. The thief stole upwards of 18 toilets, among some other things. They finally had a tip on the culprit after a secondhand store reported that they had been sold a brand new toilet, and using that information, they were finally able to apprehend the, quote, god of toilets, as he has come to be known by the media.
What is he known with the toilets?
Selling them.
Okay.
It's basically black market toilets.
I just...
I guess.
I mean, he needed the money to pay rent.
Right. I mean, toilets are expensive in their own right, I guess. When you can sell them for a little bit cheaper, you don't have to pay for them in the first place.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's the thing.
Maybe.
See, I would just sell drugs, right?
Right.
Take these silly toilets.
I got a guy.
And I resell them.
Well, you need a new toilet, man? Oh, I know a guy.
You feel uncomfortable when you sit down?
He's a toilet king. I got a brand new one.
A man in Pennsylvania is facing serious charges after having a bad first day at work. The man was starting his first shift at the local motel when he decided to prepare himself for work. The man was caught on surveillance cameras going into the lobby bathroom where he proceeded to inject himself with bath salts and fentanyl.
That's Jesus.
Whoa. Yeah. Good times. He then went out, grabbed his female co-worker's rear, kissed her neck, and started to get naked.
She fled
to her car where she called 911 just as he was taking his pants off, telling her that he wanted to show her something.
Jesus.
He's facing several charges.
See, that's why I stopped doing fentanyl and bath salts at work.
Right. See, y'all thought it was just bath salts. Mm. Nope. He slapped fentanyl on top of that.
That's right. That's what I had to tell the boss. It's not just the bath salts, boss.
When do you reevaluate your life?
Before I take bath salts and fentanyl on my first day of work.
You're feeling good about yourself. You got yourself a brand new job.
He was in a Econo Lodge.
Right. Working at the motel. Day one. You know what? I got to go hype myself up. Let's take some fentanyl and bath salts. Because that's my greatest decisions in life have always been made on fentanyl and bath salts. Good work.
Nothing bad has ever happened on either solo, so certainly if I put them together.
That's right.
Anybody's injected anything and said, let's go make good decisions.
A man in Florida is in the hospital after his plans backfired. The man broke into the window of a home and attempted to throw a bucket of accelerant inside with the idea of setting it on fire. Unfortunately, the bucket ignited before it made its way in and exploded, setting him on fire and causing serious injuries.
Ooh.
He managed to escape before police arrived, but was found at a nearby hospital with after his obvious injuries were reported. The home he was attempting to burn down was not harmed in the incident.
Yeah, but he tried to kill somebody.
That's right. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy in a lobster and crab feast, courtesy of the head chef.
Thank you in advance, Ted. You are awesome.
No problem.
And I can't believe you're springing for it. In the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.